Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with you, along with Dr. David Livingston, as we're talking about space. We'll take calls with David next hour here on Coast to Coast. David, China's coming along like crazy. I mean, they've landed on the moon. They're bringing back lunar samples. Are they doing this with our technology?
Probably some of ours, but some of the old Soviet Union technology as well. But you know, they attend our universities. They learn from the same professors we learn from. You know, they have there are other space-faring countries as well, ESA, for example, and there's plenty of places for them to pick it up. Plus, they're very bright. I would not underestimate their competence and their creativity and their ability to do science and engineering, but they're really good at copying and learning from others, and they're in our universities. They take our same aerospace engineering courses and mechanical engineering courses, and as we all know, or probably should know, they don't become foreign students in the United States without being a representative of the PRC and the CCP. So this is a big national security issue, too. I mean, that's another subject. There's some real challenges ahead with China and students and what they want to do in space and their goals in space, and I honestly hope we're up to it, because the moon is a sort of starting point for it all. And I mean, we do so much more, George. We're creative, we're innovative. I mean, I've got listeners to the show who are creating technically correct 3D lunar civilizations where you can build a house on the moon as if you were really on the moon.
Wow.
Control a rover. This is called moonwords.com. There, you're not seeing that kind of stuff come out of China. We have such an innovative scientific and engineering culture, although Kim, who has Moonwords, is Canadian and down in Mexico. The West is just amazing. We need to be on our toes, George. I just don't know how to say it any more strongly, and that's one of the really important reasons why we have got to continue our lunar program and get back to the moon and use the moon to learn and be able to go forward to Mars and other places and develop and learn and even become better stewards of Earth in the process.
David, you follow UFOs. What's your take on the latest over the last few years? We've been hearing about the Navy craft chasing UFOs, Pentagon releasing more videos. What do you think about all that?
It's the only UFO story we cover on the space show, because normally I don't do that on the show. But as far as Tic Tac and this whole story goes, if it's real, and so I've got a question about that, but if it's real and the characteristics of its performance are as the Navy pilots are talking about, and others are saying, I seriously doubt it's from Earth, because everybody that I have talked to, I've never talked to one person who says we can come close to anything with those performance characteristics. And now we're starting to hear about vehicles that are traveling 200 miles an hour under the ocean and being tracked by Navy vessels. Who the hell travels 200 miles an hour under the ocean?
Exactly. Not us.
So, yeah, not us is right. But on the other hand, I know that there is so much advanced research going on that we have no clue about. I can't help but wonder, could we be testing advanced technology against our own military forces to see if they can detect it, what they can do with it? I've looked at demonstrations of Microsoft holographic Azure programs for commerce on the websites of Microsoft, and I've seen their demonstrations where you can make a presentation in your office in San Francisco and have it show up on a stage in Tokyo. You're speaking perfect Japanese to a live Japanese audience, and they don't know that you're not there.
That's amazing.
And it's their Azure program. Now, you know, radar doesn't pick up a holograph, so, but does that mean DARPA or some technology hadn't found a way to spoof it? So I'm not ready to say it's from out there someplace, because I just don't know if there could be some really super secret technology, and we're testing it against our own F-18s in the Navy.
Without even letting them know it's not real, yeah.
And it's the highest quality of military hardware we've got on the radar comm ships, and they put in the new radar in the F-18. Where would you want to test this? There's no other country that has the capability of testing it as well as our own forces. But again, you know, I don't have any security classifications anymore, so I don't know. But if they're real, and if they're not some DARPA super secret kind of thing, they're not coming from here.
Well, then if they're some super secret thing, they're not going to tell us, are they?
Probably not. For some reason, we're not allowed to know the truth about UFOs, about aliens, about ET. I think there's a lot there. You know, you've just got this former Israeli minister of space.
Yeah, he's saying that there's been a deal between Israel and the United States with ETs.
Yeah, and that we're sharing a Mars underground base. That's kind of a stretch for me, as is the name of the group, the Galactic Federation. That kind of is a little tacky to me. But then you had the Canadian defense minister several years ago saying similar things.
Paul Hellyer.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot there. It would not surprise me that it's real, and I don't understand why we have to be lied to and kept in the dark.
Well, and there's just no way in this vastness of space, David, we're alone. I just can't comprehend that.
I would agree, but I don't think we've found it with our technologies, and including SETI, and I don't think our propulsion, our rockets and things of that nature are capable of doing anything that could take us to where we might be able to do something. Maybe through exoplanets, maybe if some of the programs for getting closer to the speed of light work out, like Project Breakthrough or something like that down the road, and we can pick up some speed and some more capabilities. Maybe we'll develop more capabilities to detect that. But I think there's something to it all. Why would the Israeli guy make such statements? Everyone's got to think he's a wackadoodle, right? So why would you do that if it's not real?
Exactly. And, of course, the propulsion is coming from them. And if they have 1,000 years advance on us, or 1,000,000 years advance, or even more, who knows what they developed, huh?
I just did a program on the Ezekiel from the Bible.
The spinning wheel.
So we featured a book by a former NASA engineer named Blumrich, who's dead. I don't know if you're familiar with this. It's called The Spaceships of Ezekiel. And he's an aerospace engineer, came out of Austria and was in the German army, came over on paperclip with von Braun. He worked at Marshall. He worked on the Saturn V, the space station, advanced projects design. He was head of that group. I mean, he's got the bona fides. He was a real McCoy. And he looked at what Ezekiel was talking about, and he saw spacecraft of the technology, for the most part, we used for Apollo. And he wrote a book called Spaceships of Apollo. You can find it on the Internet, even though he's been dead, I think, for nearly 30 years. And he shows, in terms of Apollo technology, which was his era, what an Ezekiel craft looked like and what all of that meant, and how the fires and all of this were engines on retro landing. They were doing retro landing, helicopter blades to stabilize it at lower altitudes. Just looks like a drone you buy off of Amazon, or a military drone where the rotors are on the four corners. I mean, it was really intriguing. Of course, we'll never know, because there's no remnants of Ezekiel's spacecraft that's ever been found. But this was an aerospace engineer who was for real, who saw his technology that he was developing
in the Bible
and what Ezekiel was talking about.
Yeah, that is dramatic,
so,
too.
Who knows? But I think there's something there. I'd love to have it confirmed while I'm still on this earth and still with my wits about me. But, man, that's another frustration I can add to my 20 years of doing the space show. Why in the heck do they have to keep disinformation and lying to us and not letting us know the truth? What are they hiding? What is so shocking about that? And as for the Israeli guy saying humanity's not ready and they blocked Trump from disclosing it, I don't think it would be such a big shock to humanity at all.
I think humanity's ready for it, and I think most people would say, we knew it.
Absolutely, and I hope it's true, but again, I just hope they're telling the truth when we see the Tic Tac information, but I'm still skeptical.
Getting back to Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, they've spent a lot of their own money, but I'm sure they're doing this because they want to make a lot of money, don't they? Have they made any money really yet?
I don't know about Bezos with Blue Origin. He's really tight-chested about all of what he's doing. But yeah, Musk is SpaceX is making money, and they've got a good commercial manifest for their launches, and he's just doing another round of a $1.4 billion in private financing, I think. And the company's is worth, it's just huge. So yeah, he's doing all right and making money, and SpaceX's wealth is growing, and he's in it for money. But he also really does believe that we need to be a multi-planet species for the survival of the human race. He is absolutely legitimate to that commitment. And so Mars is where that action is, probably the only place in the inner solar system, maybe the clouds of Venus, but he's focused on Mars, and he's committed to making us a multi-planet species by going on to Mars. And he thinks that that's crucial for human survival.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.